And so with regard to this sin issue, he says, J.I. Packer goes on to state that sin is essentially the resolve, the mad, utter, blameworthy, but nonetheless utterly firm resolve to play God and fight the real God, right? I want to do what I want to do. Sinners resolve to treat themselves as a sinner of the universe, and so that, you know, they can keep God at bay on the outer circumference of their lives, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm the captain of my ship. You know, I'm the center of the universe. What I say is what it is,
right?
Kind of thing, right?
And so that's when it comes to a head, is that we're having different reference points when we talk to a theist and an atheist, or a theist and just somebody else, is that the reference point of going back is, I'm not trying to convince you as a believer to an unbeliever that that you're wrong because you know, you should feel it welling up inside of you. No, in just the opposite fact, I should be pointing them back to the standard bearer. And so the unbeliever, through their worldview, is unable to look at that standard, because Romans 1 tells us there's suppression there, so that that you can kind of do what you want there and have your own standard and put other things up in place of that ultimate standard that takes the place of God. We all worship something. We all kind of put that there, whether it be the law or government or
ourselves,
yeah, our person. Yeah, yeah. You know, and you know, we make different levels to that as well, as you know, oh, I can disobey it at any point. But here is an objective one for all people and all standards.
Yeah.
Good. So in the end, the proclivity for personal moral evil in the world stems from a false standard, a false goal, and a false motive. The divine standard is replaced with a dubious human standard. Because guess what? Yesterday I was right. Today I wasn't right. That's so what right. does that so make me yesterday?
Yeah, yeah.
So even personal standard fails.
Right,
here.
Right.
The goal is human autonomy aided by whatever gods we invent. The motive is not to glorify the triune God, but to glorify ourselves, to steal false and feeble glory that corrupts all that is good and right and true. Why do you think the unbelievers seem to know more? Judge not, lest ye be judged. That seems to be the favorite go-to verse that everybody suddenly knows instead of John 3:16. So Matthew 7. Of course,
they don't know where it is, but, yeah, but they know Matthew it's 7, in there, right?
And there's nothing before or after that. Yes. So to end our episode here, Christian says, biblical Christianity stands alone in making such an unapologetic, trenchant, and sober assessment of the heart of evil. Guess what? It's ourselves.
That's right. We have faced evil, and it was us in the mirror.
Yeah,
right?
We want the monsters to be under our bed, but even when you know, the story ends and the monsters are removed from under the bed, rebellion happens again.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we need something that replaces our hearts, that does what we're unable to do, because it seems like we've been failing for a long time, and so we've not only have the diagnosis and the ability to back up the diagnosis with that standard, and to have those terms that we've come to know, instead of co-opting them and coming up with new ones, we can make sense of words like good, moral, imperatives, things not to do, and so we have the answer and also the remedy for it too.
Yeah.